This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Just 12 months after the pandemic broke out in China, Britain's independent medicines regulator gave a green light BioNTech Pfizer drug in double quick time, but insisted safety had come first. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the move highlights a vaccination program will ultimately allow people to reclaim their lives, get the economy moving again. But Johnson says the rollout of the newly approved vaccine will take some time.
There are immense logistical challenges. The virus has got to be stored at minus 70 degrees. Each person needs two injections 3 weeks apart. So it inevitably takes some months before all the most vulnerable are protected.
With over 59,000 deaths from 1.6 million cases, Britain's outbreak remains the deadliest in Europe. In the U.S., federal health officials are urging Americans to skip home as COVID-19 continues in the U.S. AP's Sagar Mani reports.
The CDC's Henry Walk says cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all rising.
The best way to protect yourself and others is to postpone travel and stay home.
It's the same advice as before Thanksgiving, but CDC Travelers Health Chief Cindy Freed says a lot of people ignored it.
And even if only a small percentage of those travelers were asymptomatically infected, this can translate into hundreds of thousands of additional infections moving from one community to another.
If people do leave home, the CDC recommends getting coronavirus tests 1 to 3 days before and 3 to 5 days after travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com and use the mobile app. From Washington, via remote,